So, Mum, how are you feeling about the party?
Oh, wonderful, definitely. It was a real success, wasn't it? Everyone seemed to have a good time. And the food was perfect. There were very few leftovers, I'm happy to say. And you two were marvellous. I don't know what I would have done without you.
I really enjoyed the whole day, the preparations and the party itself. I was a bit upset when I tasted my jiaozi, though. They were so salty.
I shouldn't worry about that if I were you. I thought they were great, and old Fred Carter couldn't eat enough of them. I don't think he ate anything else. He just kept asking for a few more of those little Chinese things.
But they really were too salty. They would have tasted much better if I had put less salt in them.
Perhaps you're right. But of course we don't know what they're supposed to taste like. And there were none left at the end of the party, so everyone must have enjoyed them. I think you're just a bit of a perfectionist. You were a big hit with everyone anyway, Wan Ling. All our friends loved you.
I'm happy to hear that, because I enjoyed meeting them all.
There were more people than I expected. I was surprised.
Yes, almost everyone we invited came. I just wish Kathy had been here. I really missed her.
Yes, it's a pity. She would have had a great time if she'd come. Wasn't it funny when Bill put old Mrs. Holford's hat on? He looked hilarious.
Yeah, he is a real joker. He made me laugh every time I looked at him.
And he's been the same ever since we met him. He's always the life and soul of the party.
And he's married to... what was her name? Harriet?
Yes, Harriet.
Yes, Harriet. I couldn't believe my eyes when she arrived in that bright yellow dress, carrying that huge bunch of yellow roses. She looked like a film star, and somehow rather out of place in this house.
Yes, I know what you mean. She's always rather dramatic.
But I wasn't too happy when she gave Sophie a glass of wine.
Yes, and Sophie would have drunk it if I hadn't stopped her.
I'm so pleased you did. Anyway, nobody drank too much, thankfully.
But there was a lovely, happy atmosphere. I just wish we'd taken some photographs.
Yes, I agree. I could shoot Bob for forgetting to buy a film for the camera.
Never mind, Mum. You'll have lots of good memories of the party for years to come. And please, don't mention it to Bob this morning. The poor thing has a bit of a hangover.
I know. He came downstairs early this morning, holding his head and asking for an aspirin. But he didn't get any sympathy from me.